Right now it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. She covers our area for the Waterbury Republican American, rep-am.com. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. How are you this morning?
Good. Before we got on the air, I was congratulating Ruth on a beautiful article she wrote about a resident, Noble Horizons, who passed away, Connecticut's oldest resident, I think at the age of, what, 113?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Florence Carroll. Amazing story when you think about it, and she had been at Noble Horizons since she was 100, and a loving family from over in Armenian, Millerton, and they claim that, she claimed when she was interviewed many years ago that it was breakfast and her devoted family that kept her going.
And just on the same weekend that you did that story, the nation's oldest person celebrated their 115th birthday.
Amazing, isn't it? It's just, can you imagine what these people have seen over their lifetimes?
And the longest living person in the history of the world was a Japanese woman who lived to be 122.
Is that right? Gosh, wow.
It is amazing what these people have lived through, and when we lose them, what we lose as family members and friends, but our condolences to our family. But what a great story with us.
Thanks, Marshall. I appreciate it. I think these stories are important as well as the current news. I think it's we have to focus in on people as well. Very busy week. We're starting to gear up after a quiet winter. We were at the vaccine clinic in Canaan this past week, put out by FEMA. There were 483 recipients of the vaccine.
Terrific.
And they had to do a real quick switch because they were planning to give the one-shot Johnson & Johnson, and on Tuesday received word that there were concerns about it, and so they did an incredible turnaround and got Pfizer. So people will be contacted about getting the second shot. They will be holding it there as well, and it really was a good thing to see a lot of young people out there who feel that need to be protected, and it's nice that it came to the northwest corner.
And they are going to reschedule another one, by the way. That is a definite for the callback. So
people
just good
should
news.
Be aware it's coming. That long public hearing for the Salisbury affordable housing Holly Place project concluded this past week after about three sessions and a dozen hours of testimony. This is for the 12-unit apartment house planned for the corner of Holly Place and Millerton Road. And now the Planning and Zoning Commission will start deliberations on April 28th. As we all know, there has been lots of proponents and a lot of opponents, and I think the Zoning Commission has its hands full.
And but it's already been lawyered up. So.
Oh my gosh, lots of lawyers, lots of experts, and we'll be keeping an eye on that. And also, zoning is in the news these days. In Cornwall, they are talking about. They had a hearing on home business revision regulation revisions, and that's going to be continued in May. Again, there's some controversy. People like the idea of expanding and allowing people to do more in their homes. Others are concerned that residential areas are going to be challenged. So we'll be focusing in on that as well.
That meeting got a little contentious as well.
It sure did, with people being, when you can mute people on their Zoom meetings. So, yes, it did get contentious. You're right. And also in Cornwall, there's meetings on the intersection of Routes 7 and 4. There was some plans put out, and Rick Lynn of the COG said, those were not DOT plans. Those were a consultant's plans, and those probably will be shelved, and they will start again. Anyone who's driven that area knows it can be a little hairy because the two state roads come together and lots of speeding and the configuration is a little odd. So I'm sure that's going to be continuing to be a discussion, and we'll see what kinds of decisions come out of that.
And if you're wearing a neck brace, it's not a good intersection to go to.
Can you testify to that?
I can.
It is tough. And there are businesses there, you know, that don't. They've talked about closing off driveways and lots of issues. And so, looking ahead, we have
tons of meetings tonight.
Tons of meetings, and I must admit, I can't keep on top of it all. There's just every time I start something else comes up.
Well, there's a public hearing on the budgets in Salisbury, which will be followed by a Board of Selectmen's meeting tonight at 7:30, of course, on the budget.
Okay.
Sharon has their Board of Education meeting tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think what else locally is going on. Oh, planning and zoning in Salisbury at 6:30.
That's their regular meeting.
And Kent, mm-hmm. the Park and Recreation Commission. But that's just, I don't think that's a full list, but it's about as full as I have.
Yeah, Park and Rec is interesting. The Park and Rec person down here, just director, has retired. So they're going to see what happens there. We don't have somebody at this point. And staying in Kent, just a story that I'm working on. New Vance is closing the only medical practice here in Kent. The current doctor is leaving, and there's been lots of back and forth of concerns. And the Chamber of Commerce has written to New Vance expressing concern. And so I will be on that story this week. And tomorrow night, Cornwall Board of Selectmen, and there's a Cornwall Town meeting on Friday night. So, and lots of library talks still lots of things going on. So we will be running around this week.
All right, Ruth, I want you to have a good week and enjoy the nice weather while we have it, and I'll speak to you next week.
Okay, Marshall, you too. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.